AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Investigators have been gathering evidence as they try to piece together what caused this week's deadly crash of a cargo plane. Jennifer King has the latest.
Authorities say the death toll from Tuesday's UPS plane crash in Louisville, Kentucky, rose to 13 people. National Transportation Safety Board member Todd Inman says audio from the cockpit voice recorder has been recovered.
About 37 seconds after the crew called for takeoff thrust, a repeating bell was heard on the CVR, which persisted until the end of the recording 25 seconds later.
Investigators know there was a fire in the plane's left wing and will use flight data to help get a clearer picture of what happened. They are also reviewing video records from the period of days the plane spent in maintenance in San Antonio. UPS released the names of the three pilots killed on Flight 2976. They were Captain Richard Wartenberg, First Officer Lee Truitt, and Relief Officer Captain Dana Diamond. Meanwhile, a lawsuit alleging negligence has been filed by an automotive repair shop and a resident treated after breathing in smoke, naming UPS and the manufacturer of the plane and its engine as defendants. I'm Jennifer King.
Senate Democrats today proposed reopening the government while extending health care subsidies for a year. Majority Leader John Thune called that a non-starter. Meantime, President Trump continues to press Senate Republicans to scrap the filibuster.
If the filibuster is terminated, we will have the most productive 3 years in the history of our country. If the filibuster is not terminated, then we will be in a slog with the Democrats, and very little for either party will be done.
Airlines canceled more than 1,000 flights today, complying with an FAA order to reduce air traffic amid the shutdown. Ana Paula Zamorano was traveling through Denver.
I feel really bad for the TSA agents and everybody else, air traffic controllers that are being impacted.
And the University of Michigan's index of consumer sentiment has dropped to a 3-year low this month. This is AP News. In Oregon, a struggling shark rescued from a tide pool. Ed Donahue has the story.
Colleen Dunn was walking her dogs along a beach in Manzanita, Oregon.
There is a baby shark. I'm not sure what to do.
It was a small salmon shark, which was suffocating in the low tide area near the shoreline. At first, Dunn thought it was a baby great white. With her dogs waiting patiently, she grabbed the 3-foot shark by the tail.
Come on, big guy.
Dunn rushed it to deeper water. She was capturing it all on video. The shark was able to push water through its gills once again and then swam out of view. Dunn says stepping in when a creature needs help keeps her present and humble. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.